So we're going to be looking at a little bit, and one of the most important things we're going to be looking at today is about listening. Kids, who's ever heard their parents saying, "I just need you to listen"? Adults, who remembers their parents telling you, "Can you listen?" So as I talk, we're going to play a game. Now, my brother, he spent a few years in America where he was volunteering in a church, and one of the things they did when they agreed with something, they started clicking. Like they would go, "Ooh!" Instead of like interrupting the speaker, they'd click to say, "Yeah, we like that." So we're going to do it a bit differently. If you hear me say two words, listen or hear, everyone in the room, I want you to click. Okay? So normally I kind of like freewheel my talks. I have got a script, you'll be pleased to know. So when you hear, what are the two words? If I say listen and if I say hear. Okay. And then we don't have to keep going. Okay. So this book, Samuel 1, chapter 3, there was this boy called Samuel. Samuel lives in the temple, and he serves the priest called Eli. And one night, Samuel is asleep, and he hears, good, it's easy, we're going to do the story again just to get in the flow, a voice calling his name. He assumes it's Eli, so he gets up and he runs to him. And he says, "Here I am, you called me." And Eli said, "I didn't call you, go back to bed." This happens a second time and a third time. And then this time, Eli realizes what's happening. He says to Samuel, "Go and lie down. And if you hear," very good, "the voice again, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" Look, see, you're getting in the flow. And Samuel does exactly that. The voice comes a fourth time, and Samuel listens.
Very good.
And God speaks to him. Why did it take Samuel 3 goes? And he didn't recognize the voice yet. He had never heard it before. Now, I need a helper. Can I get a helper? Come on in, Hunter. Izzy said to me, "I don't want to be the helper, but I bet Hunter will." And I was like, "Yes." So, Hunter, I'm going to put some headphones on you. Okay? You ready? These are my very nice headphones. No pressure. Okay, and then I'm going to play you some music. Now, Hunter, I'm going to get my friend, Kelvin, can you stand up? I'm going to give you something to read. Don't worry, you're not going to have to. So that's Kelvin. Now, Kelvin is going to try and tell you something in a minute. So you just enjoy listening to this music, okay? If you want to dance, you can dance. Can you hear that? He's in the zone. Stay there. Can you hear me, Hunter?
Shh, no.
Yeah. Should I turn it up a bit louder? So I want to talk about distractions and why we don't sometimes hear. Oh, you snapped out of it. You were like, "Luke's not reading." Hearing God. Oh, I forgot I did it there. And the problem isn't that the message isn't coming across. It's the problem is that we aren't hearing them. Very good. Now, what are some distractions? Shout out, what are sometimes distractions we have in our lives? Can you think of any distractions? Work?
Social media?
Notifications? Family? Telly? Louder, keep shouting them at me. Go on, Tobiah. Tablets, yeah. Kids, anyone struggle with a tablet? None of you. Toys? Homework? Good things. But all of these can distract us from who God is. So what we're going to do, Hunter, are you with me?
Yeah.
This is good, isn't it? So what we're going to do is I'm going to give this note to Kelvin. Kelvin, can you stand up? Hunter, can you see Kelvin? And you are going to try and guess what Kelvin is saying. Everyone else in the church, we are going to shout out distractions. Okay? See if Hunter can hear it. Okay? So on three. It's all right, Kev, you'll be able to read, I promise. Okay. Right, on three, church, you start shouting out distractions. Right, Kelvin, stand up. Can you understand? Okay. Hunter, could you hear Kelvin? You missed the clicks, guys. Come on. Come on. Come on. So now we're going to try it a different way. Kelvin, can you call my phone? Right, headphones back on, Hunter. Right. So Kelvin's going to call me. Oh, man, do not disturb because I'm preaching. I'll call you back. I'll call you back. Sorry, Kelvin. I didn't mean to block you. I'll call you back. Sorry, bro. Oh, now you're blocking me. Right, there we go. Right. So, Hunter, can you hear Kelvin now? Say hi, Kelvin. Okay. Now, church, on three, you are going to say the distractions again, and Kelvin is going to say to Hunter what he's got written on the paper. You ready? One, two, three. Okay. Do you reckon you got it, Hunter? There's some big words, actually. Do you reckon you got what Kelvin was saying?
Yeah.
Go on, tell me. Why doesn't Kelvin whisper it to you one more time? I'll call back Kelvin and we'll see if we can hear Kelvin. Because now we've removed the distractions. Say it after me. You can't say it. Is it too many big words? That's fine. Leah, come and listen. We're going to see if Leah can hear. You missed it, guys. You missed the hear. I know, I know. Right.
Hello.
Can you say it? What did he say, Leah?
The Lord is gracious and compassionate.
There we go. Well done. Hunter, you did great. I gave it way too long words. I'm really sorry. But that was brilliant. But you see, hearing God is actually sometimes us being able to listen well.
Very good.
Removing the distractions from our life. And part of having the headphones is getting rid of the noise. These are noise-canceling headphones. They're supposed to cancel out the noise. But when actually life is throwing different stuff at, we have to focus and we have to listen. But you see, Kelvin was whispering and Leah could hear it in a big room like this. And so much about listening to God is making it so that we can actually hear him. Now, Jesus didn't just say, listen to my words. This is good. We're getting in the flow. I put too many listen and hears in. But Jesus said, whoever hears my words and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And when the storms of life come, the house won't move. You see this picture? The one on the left, on the right, is the one who built their house on the rock. They listened and heard the words of Jesus and put them into action. The one on this side didn't. That's what life can feel like. If you hear the words of God and don't act on them, it's like building on sand. Samuel didn't just hear from God and go back to sleep. You see how it finished? He grew. He served. He became one of the great prophets of Israel. The Lord was with him, and none of his words fell to ground. That was the fruit of him listening to God. And maybe you're thinking, I've never heard the audible voice of God. You've never heard, Paul, this is the Lord speaking to you. Maybe Maureen, this is the Lord speaking. Maybe you never heard that. Some people do, but it's not actually super common. But the main way that God speaks to us is through his Bible. These are God's words to us. Jesus was called the Word of Life. And when we read the Bible, we can ask, what does this mean for my life today? Sammy read Psalm 139. And as we listen to it, we hear these beautiful truths about who we are and how God made us. God might speak to us through pictures in our minds. He might just give us a sense of peace. Sometimes we can be challenged through hearing God. But the key thing is that the Bible, this Bible, is the foundation for all of it. If we read our Bible, then when we hear God speak, then we can kind of go the two together. God said this, looking at his word, and it can bring truth into our lives. And that moment, this memory verse that we were looking at, where God says, who will go for me? Who can I send? And Isaiah says, here I am, send me. Was that? Oh, yeah. Here. I was like, wrong kind of here. You see, Isaiah didn't just listen to God. He heard God and acted on it. And I believe that for all of us, from the youngest down to the oldest, God wants to do things in our lives, in this church, in this city. And he promised us a joy, a peace, providing for all of our needs, and a purpose that can land right in our hearts when we listen to him. So here's my question to all of you, to every one of us. What are distractions are getting in the way of you hearing God? Maybe we need to take 5 minutes a day to say, Lord, I want to listen to you. And as simple as just reading a Bible story, kids maybe sitting with your parents say, can I read something with you? Parents going, probably should read something with the kids. Adults alike going, probably just a few minutes just to say, Lord, I want to hear you today. I believe that as we say, God, I want to hear from you, would you speak to me, that he will. And we will be able to say, Lord, here I am, would you send me? We can stop that now. You all did very well. And I should have been more prepared, because if I was like Joe, I'd have had sweets and all that kind of stuff. Let me pray for us. And then kids, we've got some colouring sheets you can come and do, but we're just going to have a time of worshiping, just to come back before the Lord. Just almost say, Lord, here we are. Lord, we want to remove the distractions. Maybe it's a simple thing that taking you, as we worship, you take your phone out of your pocket and put it in your coat or on the chair or something like that. It's an obvious one. But I want us all to be considering, what are the distractions in my life? What are the things that means I'm not hearing God? That I might be missing out on wonderful things he has for me. So kids, you can come down the front here. We've got some colouring sheets. Adults, why don't we stand and I'll pray for us. And we can just spend some time worshipping the Lord together.